Welcome to The Freelancer's Life, a podcast by and for freelancers, independent contractors, and solo entrepreneurs looking to break free from the typical 9-to-5 life and create the financial and life freedom that many only dream of living. I'm Veronica Buell, and I'm the host of The Freelancer's Life, and I want to apologize for leaving you all hanging by taking a brief, unplanned hiatus last week. However, I'm a freelancer first and foremost, so when a client needs a project done, I've got to answer the call. And that's all part of being a freelancer. Anyway, I'm happy to be back and grateful to those who sent me messages asking where the podcast was. So with all that said, let's get started with this week's podcast, shall we? It's a bit of a workshop this week, so I recommend that you pause the podcast right now, or after I finish this sentence, and go grab a journal or notebook and your favorite writing utensil, grab a beverage, and put yourself in a learning state, because today I'll be discussing how to save for emergencies, retirement, and more when you're a freelancer. So let's get to it. It's a new year, and with that comes new goals and resolutions for our freelance businesses. And among those goals for many is how to save for emergencies, retirement, and more when you're a freelancer. I'm not gonna lie, being a freelancer creates unique challenges when it comes to money management, and saving for a rainy day or a future goal can be one of them. However, there are many ways to achieve your financial goals, even when financial inflow is sporadic. But like many things in life, they require discipline and a clear picture of what you want to achieve. Here's the 3-step method that I've implemented and improved upon over the course of my almost 2 decades of freelancing. 1. Have a clear idea of what you're trying to achieve. Without a clear idea of what you want to achieve, you'll likely never get to where you want to go. As freelancers, more than 9-to-5ers, we need to visualize and plan more intensely. Our income usually fluctuates more severely than most, with some months overproducing income and others barely providing enough to pay the monthly bills. Overcoming these obstacles requires a clear vision of where you are currently and where you want to go in the next month, 6 months, year, and beyond. So the first exercise is to find out what you want to achieve. Are you just looking to pay the bills? And do you want to build an emergency fund, which, by the way, is an absolute must? Are you looking to buy your own home in the future? Do you want to make sure your finances will support you in retirement? Are you looking to take a well-deserved European vacation? All of those things and more are outstanding goals, but if you don't get real and calculate where you currently are, and what you really need financially to achieve these things, you'll likely be disappointed. Give yourself a gift and take advantage of the New Year's excitement by figuring these things out now. Don't wait another day. Start creating your future today. The first thing I need you to do is to gather the materials needed for the exercise. I've already stated earlier that you need a journal and a pen, or if you're one of those techie people, your laptop, any place to take notes and to answer some questions. However, do what's best for you. For some, like me, writing things physically with pen and paper drives the grooves deeper in my brain and makes implementing and achieving these things much easier and quicker. For others, typing everything directly into Word or Google Docs is the way they roll. So you do you. Once you've gathered everything, I want you to find a quiet place where you can think without being disturbed. Make sure that everyone around you knows you're in an important meeting or working on a tight deadline and can't be distracted. You need to treat this exercise just like you do any other part of your freelance business. It needs to take precedence over any household chores that might need to be done or anything else that can easily be put aside for a few hours. Now sit down somewhere comfortable, with a warm beverage of your choice, or cool if you're in a warm climate, and start brainstorming. Ask yourself some important questions and answer them honestly. Over or understating where you are will only delay the achievement of your goals or celebrating the things you've already accomplished. So here are some questions. And I want you to think about these questions. And if you want to pause as you write down the question and answer them, I think that's a great way to achieve this. So here we go. Where are you financially right now? Are you making enough to pay the bills? If not, how much more do you need to make to not have to worry every month? Calculate that. Are you saving any money? Do you have an emergency savings account? If not, why not? If you do, how much do you have now, and what's your target amount for this account? Now, for me personally, I have been working on this for a couple of years, and I have a target goal of $10,000 in my emergency fund. I'm likely to kick that up once I reach that goal. I'm not quite there, but I'm working on it. And this is a far improvement from where I was even a year ago or 2 years ago. It gives you peace of mind. Everyone should have an emergency account, regardless of whether you're a freelancer or not. Next, do you have a retirement account? Traditional IRA, Roth IRA, investment account, pension plan, etc.? If not, what's your plan for retirement? Do you have health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, life insurance? If not, why not? What's your plan for ensuring your health and wellness and that of your family? Are you constantly unprepared and struggling to pay the government at tax time? You need to plan for that. You'll need to put a certain percentage away from every paycheck that comes in towards your taxes. Now, I don't know where you're listening in this world, and every place is different, but for me, I've calculated 25% of everything that comes into my account goes towards taxes. And what this does for me is it's actually too much. I'm putting too much aside, but I do this for a reason. Because at the end of the year, when I do my taxes and I find that I have an extra couple of thousand dollars, it's a bonus. I'm giving myself a bonus. What I do is I do my taxes, find out how much I owe, I write a check, and anything that's left over from that year in that account gets redistributed among my buckets. I have an emergency bucket. I have a bucket for fun. I have a bucket for buying a house. I have a bucket for several things. And your buckets could be anything, but you should take care of the initial areas of your life that need to be addressed first. So that's how I deal with taxes. Some people pay the government in quarterly taxes, and that's fine too. So yeah, you have to figure out what works for you, but putting that tax money aside from every check that comes in will eliminate surprises at the end of the year. So you might want to think about how you want to deal with that if you haven't already. Next, where do you want to be financially? What do you need to feel financially secure? What is that amount? Come to an amount that you need to feel financially secure. And financially secure generally means that you have enough to pay your bills and your food and your insurance and any emergencies that pop up. That's financially secure. And if you want to know about other things, Tony Robbins has a big thing where he discusses different levels of financial security. There's financial security, there's financial freedom, there's financial, absolute financial freedom. There's several levels, and you can look it up on one of his books or online. I recommend that highly. Next, what are some of your future financial plans? How much money do you need to achieve these plans? Do you want to buy a home? Do you want to purchase a new car? Are you dreaming of a vacation home on the beach? Do you want to travel more? Are you planning on having a child? All of these things need to be thought about, and you need to put a number on it. What do you need to achieve these goals? And once you do that, you could come up with a plan to make those things happen. Next, you need to think about what's stopping you from achieving these financial goals. Do you need to make more money? Do you need more clients or customers? If you need more clients or customers, how many more do you need to get to where you want to go? Do you need to handle your money more carefully and deliberately? Are you not saving enough or at all? Are you spending too much on insignificant things? Are you just not paying attention to your finances at all? Do you need to put aside more money to cover taxes at the end of the year? Next, what are 1 to 3 actions you can take today or in the next week that will push you towards your financial goals? Can you open a new savings account or two to start saving towards your goals? Do you need to look into creating an IRA and/or investment account? Can you contact some old clients or customers and sell them your product or services? Can you start a list and implement it with ways to attract new clients and customers? Is there an email you need to send to a key person that will help you with your goals? What else can you do to mitigate and push through the things that have been stopping you from achieving your financial goals? Once you've given yourself some undisturbed quality time to answer these questions and more, it's time to move on to step 2, creating a written plan. Exercise number 2, create a written plan. Now that you know what you want to achieve and have listed some ways to achieve them, it's time to put it in writing. This is where I usually shift from traditional to technology geek. This is the point where you type your plans into a Word or Google Doc and it becomes real. So that's step 1. Pull out your laptop, tablet, or smartphone and create a statement of what you're going to accomplish and how you're going to do it. And be as specific as possible. Leave nothing vague or to the imagination. Be very specific about the numbers you will accomplish and the dates when they will be achieved. Create a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals, including the dates you should achieve milestones like a quarter of the way there, halfway there, 3/4 of the way there, and totally there. Also, plan what you're going to do or treat yourself to once you achieve these milestone goals. Just don't let them be so elaborate that it affects the achievement of the goal itself. Once this step is done, make sure you add all the items with dates due into your calendar on your phone and computer. Make sure that you set reminders as well to keep you on track to accomplishing your goals. I personally have an Excel spreadsheet that calculates the exact amounts that I have to deposit into my emergency, investment, and other financial goals account every time I receive a payment for my services or products. The amounts are calculated according to a percentage that I've determined to be perfect for achieving my financial goals at this time. At the beginning of every year, or whenever my financial situation changes, I revisit that formula to decide if it needs to be adjusted a bit to fit my financial plan. If any of you are interested in having me share this spreadsheet with you so that you can adapt it to your needs, you can send me a request at tflpodcast@thefreelancerslife.com with the subject line, spreadsheet, please, and I'd be happy to share it with you. This is also the time, in this step, to set up any automated systems that will help you achieve your goals without having to think about it. For me, that means I have an automatic deposit into my emergency account every month with a set amount of money. Sometimes, as a freelancer, because of our fluctuating income, that's not possible. So in the spreadsheet that I have, I keep track of what I need to put aside and I do it manually. But if you have enough income and you have enough regular income that you can automate those things to happen, I would strongly suggest you do that as well. Now that you've got a written plan, we move on to step 3. The last step for how to save for emergencies, retirement, and more when you're a freelancer is to stay disciplined and to pay yourself first. There will be tight times where you're wondering how to get all your bills paid, and other times where the money is flowing in. Regardless of what phase your freelance business is currently in, it's important to stay the course. You need to treat your financial goals like you would treat paying your taxes. You have to pay your taxes, and somehow you always manage to do that. Now, treat yourself the same way. Then decide in advance how much of each of your paychecks you're going to dedicate to each of your financial goals. If you don't have an emergency account yet, I would advise you give that top priority until you have a base amount in there. This will save you down the road when either your income is in a down cycle or you have an unexpected emergency expense. Note, an unexpected emergency expense refers only to things like medical expenses or things like emergency repairs to your car or home. Emergency funds should never be touched for anything else. Only emergencies. Once you've built up an emergency account that you feel comfortable with, then it's time to start concentrating more on the other financial goals you have. Lastly, keep your eyes on the goals. There will be times where it seems so hard, but I promise you, if you stick with your plan, things will start to fall into place. You'll start to see your greatest financial dreams being achieved, and you'll be so proud of yourself for taking charge and being strong. Because you know what? You've got this. That's it for this episode of The Freelancer's Life. Thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to return next Thursday as we tackle the topic of Top 9 Transcriptionist Skills, What You Need to Be Successful. I also encourage you to follow or subscribe to this podcast on your preferred podcast platform so you won't miss future episodes, and I'd love for you to rate it as well. Be sure to also check out our website at www.thefreelancerslife.com and to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I would love to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, and future topic ideas, and I encourage you to send those to tflpodcast@thefreelancerslife.com. If you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, or you'd like to have me on your podcast, you can use that same email to inquire about getting that booked. And lastly, if you like what you're hearing, please consider supporting the Freelancer's Life podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes by going to anchor.fm/thefreelancerslife/support. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and keep moving forward with your freelancer dreams.